Okay, after Bedikas Chametz is performed, we need to make sure that the Chametz is kept in a spot, a location, some sort of, not necessarily hidden or concealed, but a place where it's safe, where it's secure, where it's not subsequently going to be perhaps dragged all over the house. Classically, what the poskim were concerned about, and Chazal were concerned about, were mice, rodents, and things of that nature, which maybe is a problem at different times, even in our own homes. We have other small creatures sometimes that can get into chametz and drag it all over the house. So depending on the nature of your family, this is still very, very important to ensure that whatever chametz was found, that box that's remaining that you're going to have for breakfast the next morning, or whatever it was that you found, the 10 pieces that you found, and you deposited someplace, that box, that container, whatever it is, should be, if not sealed, at least secured in such a location, in such a manner, that nobody can get into it and then re-drag the chametz all over the house and undo all the work that's actually been done. After Bedikas Chametz, we declare a bittel. We're mevatel. Not quite all the chametz yet, because of course there is some chametz that we're making a point of preserving for the next morning. The Kitzur notes that despite the fact that bittel, true bittel, really needs to be done in the lathe, needs to be done in the heart, we need to really come to terms with this, which, by the way, is a chumrah. It's saying that even though we're reciting the words, we need to make sure that we're actually paying attention and that we mean it and that we understand what we're saying. So nevertheless, still, Chazal made a point, v'tiknu chacham shiyotzi devarim elu gam bifib. We should also say it out loud, and we say the standard formula of kol chamira. The Kitzur notes that if you don't understand what it means in Aramaic, and it can be confusing, You must say it in English, as opposed to tefillah. Even if you don't understand what you're saying in Shemona Esrei, still, the words themselves have a great deal of efficacy up in Shemayim. They're very, very holy words, and it's in Lashon HaKodesh. Not so when it comes to a legal declaration, you need to know what you're actually saying. He translates it into Hebrew, and says, Kol sa'or v'chametz, any leavening agents or leavened product themselves, sheyesh birshusi, that I have in my possession, shelo re'isi v'shelo bi'artiv, that I'm not yet aware of, that I haven't yet seen and I haven't yet destroyed, yiftal v'yeh ka'afer ha'aretz, it should be like the dust of the earth, it should be completely batal. That's what we say following Bedikas Chametz. All that is retained, all that is reserved from that bittel is whatever chametz we are aware of, we do know about, we still plan on eating and dealing with and destroying through other means the next morning. Following the beer the next morning, that's when we recite the second declaration, second kol chamira, as at least in most years. We'll talk about what we do this year in the coming days. But most years, what we do is a second kol chamira, a second bittel, whereby we nullify even things that we did know about, even things that we have seen and that we were aware of. If somehow or another we forgot to actually destroy it through other means, we now say that it's ownerless, ka'afar ha'aretz. Everybody have a wonderful day.